So, Magnetic Buddha rolls on, and it's lunchtime here. We're pretty much staying at home today, and it's threatening rain, but the birds don't seem to care. There's a lovely fresh energy in the air, that's kind of watery smell of imminent rain. I hope it chucks it down. I love dramatic weather. But following on from my audiobook this morning about clarity, my wife Rachel came downstairs and we basically agreed on a strategy for our lives. And I've always been adventurous, I've always been creative in terms of how I live. And it's only just struck me how entrenched I've become, how immobilised by my own fear I've become recently. Because we all know we're living in a recession. I'm lucky enough to have skills. I'm getting emails from people regarding contracts every day. Very, very well paid ones, far in excess of what I'm earning now. And the usual fear is, oh, but it doesn't last forever. And, you know, what happens when the contract ends? What happens when my job ends? What happens when I die? What happens when people go away? It's life. I used to have a lot more bollocks. And basically, I can contract while I'm writing, while I'm coding and building other social software bits and pieces, and getting my foundations ready. And my wife is a nurse, and she's kind of in the same situation. She's stuck working in a fracture clinic, and she can bank work, and she loves A&E, the drama of that, and double her wages and work whenever she wants. So we've taken the bull by the horns, got together and said, let's overcome this stupid fear and make lots of money. Not for the sake of it. It's a tool like anything else, to buy experience, to buy back time, and to help people around us, if we can, when we can. So the rush of clarity is gathering momentum. My uppermost in my mind, above everything else, is to maintain that clarity and that single-minded vision, without becoming blinkered, of course. Because when I don't, I snap at people. I don't think before I send emails. I offload on the people I'm in closest contact with. To anyone I've done that to recently, I heartily apologise. And thank you for not throwing it back in my face. Or for leaving me be. So there you go, man. Clarity. A diamond-like vision. An unassailable, unshakable vision. I'm just going to use the old Asian tactic, which is to think that you've already arrived at goal and then trace your path backwards rather than our usual or the fear-driven Western one, which is, how am I going to get there? I can't, it's impossible, etc., etc. Morning around the garden. I love it today. I know a couple of people are having barbecues. It's raining. Are we not fortunate to be able to cook outside? Wonderful food. Spend time with our friends and our family and feel life streaming through our skin. So, hello Christian. Hope your barbecue is... It looks nice, man. Ours is a broil, mate. I'm not an expert, but that's what it is. Wherever you are, everybody, have a great day. Bye-bye.